walk through the Jets Live from San Clemente, California. The sun, surf, and sand is all right here. The Spanish village by the sea, 15 square miles of coastline and foothills, population about 64,000, and only 2 hours from the Coachella Valley. I'm Francoise, your host for the next 2 hours of information. Excellent guests, because when you think of beach communities and what they have to offer for the perfect vacation, I want you to think of the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. In fact, those of you near a computer, I want you to jump on that website and go to sanclementeinn.com or give them a call at 949-492-6103. See, you have the information already right in front of you. Ms. Valley Harvey is in the control room. Good morning, Valley.
Hi, Francoise. Sounds like good time there.
It's a wonderful time here. So I really want to ask what the weather is like in the desert today?
Well, it's rather hot. It's going to be a warm day, warmer than it is in San Clemente.
Today in San Clemente, it's going to be in the 70s. It's going to be spectacular. The beaches have been full of people. And the pools, Valley, I tell you, I don't know. Everywhere I go, those pools are constantly full of people. It could be raining outside, and there's always people in the pool. But it's beautiful here at the San Clemente Inn. Great to hear your voice, Valley, and we're just going to move right along here. Now, yesterday on KESQ, I wasn't there because I was here. I was here and at the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente, but you will see San Clemente next Saturday on KESQ and the San Clemente Inn. So you'll get to see where I have been for the last couple days. Now, every time we have a Monday holiday, I don't know what happens the entire week. It's all messed up. I never know what day it is, but I do know that on Monday, as promised, I did ride in the C-47 over for the Memorial Day ceremony happening in Desert Hot Springs. And what an experience that was. It was, wow, what the troops went through. Definitely no luxury. We did three Passovers over Desert Hot Springs, and then I thought we were going to land. And frankly, I was feeling a little nauseous. It was hot in there, but I was really excited. I think that was part of it. I went up into the cockpit. When he was making the turns to go over the Desert Hot Springs service, the Memorial Day service, I think that's what got to me. So here I'm thinking, okay, we're on our way to the airport, and we're flying along nice and level, and everything's fine. So then the pilot passes over the Palm Springs Air Museum. And I think, well, okay, that means we're going to land the next time around. And I'm sweating in there, and now we're all having a great time, though. I was so excited. It was such an honor to do it. And then the pilot actually does another Passover. And by then I'm thinking, if we don't land soon, I don't know what's going to happen. But he did land the third time. It was a super great experience, and I would do it again. And very honored again to have been participating in that ceremony. Something else exciting has happened this week, except besides me being here at the San Clemente Inn, my sister from Germany flew in on Friday. Yes, Carolyn, she is here for a couple weeks. She is a documentary film producer in Germany, and she will be on next Sunday's show, and we're going to be talking about Germany, traveling in Germany, filmmaking. Well, we're going to talk about all sorts of stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing her. She arrived, I was gone, so I will see her later on today. Now, not to worry if you missed any part of the show. The podcasts are posted on Traveling with Francoise on the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and on Money Radio 1200. So, before my first guest joins me, which is Captain Jack, who is with the Dana Wharf Whale Watching, we're going to find out all about that. I mean, that's been such a popular thing to do for so many years. We're going to find out about who the Dana Wharf Sports Fishing and Whale Watching Company is. And before we do that, though, I want to give you a little history about San Clemente. Prior to the arrival of the Spanish, the area was inhabited by what came to be known as the Guanero Indians. Long admired by explorers and passing settlers, it remained virtually uninhabited until 1776, when Mission San Juan Capistrano was established by Father Juniper Serra, and led both Indian and Spanish settlers to set up villages nearby. Now, yesterday I went to San Juan Capistrano. I had not been there to the mission since I was, I would think, a teenager is the last time I recall. And it really, really, there's something about the property there. There's something about the mission, the land. There are lots and lots of visitors. Just makes you feel good all over it. Beautiful. And people were just there enjoying the presence, the atmosphere. I'll talk a little bit more about that in the second hour, but really, really, I had a wonderful time. I'm so glad I went. The area around the mission, though, when I recall my last time going, I basically drove up, parked, and it was right there with not a whole lot around it. Now there's the town, there's restaurants, there's shopping, there's everything you can imagine right there around the mission. But yet when you get behind the walls, you forget about everything outside of the walls. So definitely a must-do when you come down to San Clemente here, which it was only, 10 minutes away, and I drove the coastline back, which was quicker than even being on the freeway. So I really enjoyed that. I went down to the beaches. I've been to the beach. In fact, the 15 square miles, I said, of coastline and scenic foothills, again, that is what you see in the area. It is beautiful. Of course, it was also known, this area was known for the Western White House. President Nixon purchased the Spanish mansion, and he had a lot of historical meetings here. So San Clemente is also known still to this day as having the Western White House right down the road. San Clemente also boasts the world's finest weather with sunshine 342 days a year. The average temperature is about 70 degrees, so all of you in the desert, yes. I have a jacket, but I don't really need it. It's been lovely. So I think I'm adapting well now to all these climate changes, but it does take us desert rats a little bit of time to adjust from 105 to 75. So, and it's funny because here at the beach, everybody's wearing shorts and short sleeves and all that, and I have long pants and a jacket, and you think, I don't know, it's funny. They just look at me like, oh, she must be a visitor. And here I am, a California native. Go figure. The city flower is the bougainvillea, and they are thriving. And the city tree is the coral tree. Now, there have been a lot of notables that lived here in San Clemente. Yes, besides President Nixon with his home. The MTV reality show, The Life of Ryan, was filmed down here. The movie The Brick was filmed down here. Notable natives and residents, Lon Chaney Jr. has been a resident here. Jorge Garcia, the actor. Ole Hansen, the former mayor of Seattle and the founder of San Clemente, of course, lived here for many, many years. Carl Karcher, founder of Carl's Jr., has a home down here. Karch Kareilly, of course, we know him, Olympic gold medalist in volleyball. Let's see, the list goes on and on of people that have had homes or live here in San Clemente. It's one of those towns where the celebrities that live here certainly aren't bothered. They just go about their daily life, and everybody just go. It's just a real beach community. How we think of beach communities, sometimes they become way too large and way too swelling. This still seems to be compact, everything along the coastlines, a little bit into the foothills. But you see the surfboard stores. I think it was Pedro's Tacos, the world's best fish tacos in the world. The surfers all over the place. It's just really, really, really fun. I'm really enjoying my stay. And, of course, surfing, San Clemente, it has a legacy of surfing. I won't even give you the names of all the, what they call all the waves that are out there, but San Clemente is known for some of the best waves in the world. So lots going on here in San Clemente. I am at the San Clemente Inn. Go to their website, sanclementeinn.com. And on that note, I think, let's see, we're going to step aside for a moment. And when we come back, Captain Jack joins us, and he is from the whale watching. We're going to find out all about that and why it's one of the things you want to do when you are in San Clemente. There's so much to do. Sometimes we get to a community like this and we think, oh my gosh, little beach community, what am I going to do? Well, I have so much for you to do that I will be telling you about in the next 2 hours. You will not be, in fact, you'll just want to relax. That's what you're going to want to end up doing by the time you're done doing everything else. All right, you are listening to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. I'll be right back.
Across the USA, then everybody be serving like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Search for My Money Radio. Money Radio 1200.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565, or visit our website at mythaismile.com.
There's only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. They've been serving the golf community since 1961. Come and see what's new for the 2012-2013 season. They offer a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection in the valley of club cars and Yamaha. They are your one-stop shop for all of your golf car needs. They're located in Rancho Mirage on Highway 111. Give them a call, 760-346-5661, or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at eldc-car.com.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today, and thank you.
Listen to the Financial Review with Sinclair Noe tomorrow afternoon at 4 on Money Radio 1200.
Welcome to Traveling Francois. Thank you, live from the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. We are on Money Radio 1200. Joining us now is Captain Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. And of course, we think of beaches, we think of oceans, we think of whales and dolphins and all sorts of things like that. And you are with the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching Company.
That's correct.
Now, we need a little history here. There's a long history to this company, so tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Dana Wharf has been in business for 42 years, over 42 years. They originally started on the St. Clemente Pier. They ran the boats and trips from that pier before the harbor was built. They were the first business to open up there, and they've been running out of there since. The Hansen family owns the company, and it's a family business. I've worked there for about 17 years now, and it's a really tight niche group. A lot of long-term employees, and it's like a family down there.
Well, that's good, because I love those kind of businesses. You feel, because when the business is like a family, they make the customers feel like part of the family as well. And that's really, really important. Instead of, we used to call the boat going to Catalina with the cattle boat. They would herd you on and herd you off. Those, and that's no fun. You want to get on there and you want to have a true experience. Now, whale watching, when I lived along the coast in San Pedro, we would see the whales migrate back and forth. But we sometimes don't remember. We get all excited. We want to go to the beach. But when is the most popular times of the year to go whale watching?
My favorite time to go whale watching is right around March for the California gray whales. They will travel up and down the coast. That's the longest known migration by any mammal, having approximately 10 to 15,000 miles round trip.
Yeah.
And they spend their summer months up in Alaska. They spend the winters down in Baja, California, Mexico. And they just travel through the area twice during this migration. March, you'll get some whales heading still down to Mexico, but then you later in March you see a good concentration of northbound whales. California gray whales are coastal navigators, so generally you can see them pretty close to the close to land. We get more than a dozen a year that swim into our harbor. They're traveling the coastline so tight. They're generally young whales, maybe yearlings that are making the migration for the first time, so they're not real familiar with the migration, so they actually swim into our harbor. So often we see them in as shallow as 10 feet of water.
And they do work their way out. Most of them,
yes,
find their way out.
Yes.
Now, it's always some people worry that the boats get a little bit close to the whales. You guys have been doing this for a long time, so obviously you're probably setting the standard of what everyone else out there needs to adhere by. How do you judge how close you're going to get to the whales when you're out there?
You, well, there's a federal suggestion you stay a safe distance from the whales, a federal law that you do not deter or in, get in front of the whales or cause them to change their course. Unfortunately, a lot of private boaters don't understand the laws and they want to get a good look at them, and they think if they get in front of them, the whale will swim right up to them, which is the wrong way to do it. You always want to stay behind the whale at a safe distance. Each whale has its own personality and its own mood, so often I will give them lots of space to start out with, and I'll gradually get a little closer, just seeing the reaction of the whale, and if he stays on, he or she stays on a straight track, often you can get pretty close to them, and they almost feel comfortable having the boat close to them. And by what I see,
because they like to travel in pods.
Well, and gray whales they generally don't travel in large pods.
Oh, I
feel that. There's a lot of theories out there.
Yeah.
we can't talk
to
the whales.
Tell us, Captain Jack, because you've been doing this a long time.
The theory on why I don't think they travel in large pods is their number one predator, natural predator, is the killer whale. And if they're to travel in large pods, the killer whales would find them. And they would pick them off, pick the young ones off, pick the old ones off, all the way up the coast until the pod was decimated. So I think they try to sneak by one at a time, real shallow. They generally travel in shallow water because killer whales need about 100 feet of water to effectively take on a gray whale. What they do is they actually drown the whale.
I saw that. Let's not go anymore. On that one, yes. I saw that on the Animal Planet and I was shocked. I didn't even know that. I did not even realize that. Okay, so with us, folks, is Captain Jack, and he is from the Whale Watching Dana War Sport Fishing and Whale Watching Adventures. And you can give them a call. Let's see, I have a number right here at 800-979-3370, or you can go to their website at danawarf.com. All right, whale watching. We're coming out here, but not everybody can come out when it's time for the whales to migrate. So I'm sure you run all year round.
We do.
You go out in the ocean. How long's a trip? And tell us, when there's no whales out there, what do you do?
Our trips are 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant ocean. The only way we can guarantee that you're going to see whales or dolphins on a two-hour trip is to take you out, and if we are not successful, we invite you back for free. We give you back your tickets, and you can come back and keep trying until you do see whales or dolphins. It's amazing how successful you are at it. Yesterday, we had had to travel about 10 miles, which is about the end of our leash on a two-hour trip. But we saw calf-cow combination fin whales, and those have been in the area in the cycle we're in right now. It's a very good cycle for whales, where we're seeing whales almost all year round, baleen whales. I'd love to say every trip you're going to see dolphin, but it's a giant ocean. If they're 20 miles out, you probably won't see them. They're generally in the area in about a 200-mile radius.
I bet, though, that you have your spots, that you kind of have your little secret spots where, you know, you go out there, that you start maybe on the trip, you'll take your passengers out there first because it's kind of regular where you will see dolphins or whales or something.
It changes constantly. I wish I could say that there's a certain area they always hang out at, but it changes all the time. There are certain times of the year where there's little coves in Laguna Beach where the calf-cow combinations on the gray whales will go in there and nurse and coddle each other. So I like to check those out because that's always nice for viewing when you see the mother and calf kind of playing with each other and nursing in those shallow coves.
So, well, it's not like fishing then. So it's just that I think it's very, very nice that you refund money if people don't see anything. I think... That's a very nice business.
Well, we don't refund the money. We invite you back.
Invite you back.
We invite
you
back for free.
Perfect.
So
yeah.
So you just
that's
keep
almost
trying,
the same
you
thing
keep
to
trying,
me.
You keep trying. There's some passengers that come out five times and have a tough time seen anything. And then we have some passengers, first time ever whale watching, they'll come out and they'll see breaching humpback whales or something just amazing.
And it is so exciting. From personal experience, one time on the way to Mexico, actually a whale came up next to the boat and if you just see it one time, you will never ever forget it. They're so beautiful and they just travel through the water so gracefully. And what a lovely job. What a great job you have to be out there. I bet you love your job, Captain Jack. You can see the big smile on his face, folks. It's just real. Now tell us about the boat. What kind of boat do you use? How large is it? How many passengers usually are on one trip?
We have, Dana Wharf has several boats. It has a small fleet of boats. The one we generally use is a 95-foot sport fishing whale watching boat. It's a great platform, very comfortable, modern boat. We also have a catamaran designed for whale watching, the Ocean Adventure. And then we have several other boats, more designed for fishing. But we have little boats from six-pack boats, six people, all the way up to the boat that I run, the Dana Pride, that will haul, carry 149 passengers.
Now, what if somebody wants to do completely different for a birthday, family reunion, bachelor party, bachelorette party? Let's say they want to charter a boat. Do you guys actually do private groups that go out there?
Yes. Yes, we have, like I said, we have lots of different boats for different size groups, all the way up to 149 passengers. We do. Last night we just did a booze cruise. We call it a booze cruise. We cruise around the harbor, and we had a band playing, and people were dancing, having a great time.
Yeah, they don't care about the whales at that point. They're
no,
just out there enjoying
a
beautiful
just having a good
sunset.
Time, sure.
It's just gorgeous. Now your prices are very, very reasonable here. You have the sunset evening trips at $35 for adults, $45 during the day. Children are $20 in the evening and $30 during the day. I think these are really, really great prices. Free parking. DanaWharf.com, folks, is the website, and 800-979-3370 to give them a call. And with us right now is Captain Jack from Dana Wharf and the Sport Fishing and Whale Watching Company. Now, for the first-time whale watchers, you know, a lot of people think, I'm just going to jump on that boat and go on out there. Do you have any tips for them?
Yes. Yeah. Make sure the weather's good.
All right.
Because, once again, if we don't see any whales or dolphins, at least you enjoy a nice boat ride. Mm-hmm. You can enjoy the environment. We generally see sea lions and a lot of birds, different types of fish. That's the ambience of whale watching, is it's not scripted. There's no flaming hoop. It's not like SeaWorld where you know exactly what you're going to see. Whatever you see out there is wild. It's a wild mammal in its natural habitat. So go when the weather's nice so it's comfortable for yourself. And if you're successful, it's more enjoyable. If not, then you come back and try it again. That's my best suggestion, is make sure the weather is good.
Well, Captain Jack, thank you so much for being with us. It's really, you have a phenomenal job. You have such a lovely smile. I know you love your world. So, again, thank you, and I hope to see you out there at the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching one of these days, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right,
thanks
so much for being with us. Now, folks, that was just the start of today's show. We have so much more to talk about, what you can do in this quaint seaside community of San Clemente. Really is one of those hidden jewels that you don't always think of the first beach community to go to when you say, I'm going to the beach. Right here at the San Clemente Inn, you are a couple blocks, short blocks down a hill, and the beach is right there. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking to one of our the chamber members here in San Clemente. That will be Nancy Hunt. And we have a lot more to talk about here. I am Francoise, the host of Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente, California, only a couple hours away from our Coachella Valley. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know we're hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know we're hot. It's never too late to get life.
NBC News Radio, I'm Peter Alexander at the White House. The tornado death toll in Oklahoma is now 10 and includes three Weather Channel storm chasers. Renowned researcher and storm chaser Tim Samaras, his son Paul, and chase partner Carl Young, severe weather expert Dr. Greg Forbes.
I'm terribly saddened. My condolences to his family. I knew Tim very well, and he was a pioneer in terms of taking scientific measurements. Now, and we can do things with Doppler radar, but you're getting measurements there tens to hundreds of feet above the ground.
Tim Samaras tracked down more than 125 tornadoes with partner Carl Young. The destruction in Oklahoma is vast. Governor Mary Fallon spoke by phone today with President Obama.
Expressed his sympathy for the loss of life and said, can't believe this has happened again in Oklahoma. Anything you guys need, just know we're standing by and ready to help.
High winds and rain from all that tornado alley weather is now headed eastward. Forecasters say the severity of stormy weather will likely be much lower, but they have not ruled out tornadoes. This is NBC News Radio.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Hidden Harvest is a local nonprofit that pays workers to pick produce that is left in farmers' fields after their harvest. For the past 12 years, Hidden Harvest has rescued over 1 million pounds of fresh produce each year and given it all away to more than 60 local food banks and pantries that serve our poor and hungry neighbors. Hidden Harvest now serves over 45,000 people each month through food pantries and also through their popular senior markets. Hidden Harvest, employing the working poor to save produce from going to waste, providing free healthy food to fight hunger, diabetes, obesity, and more. A win-win solution. To learn more, go to Hidden Harvest.
Financial words of wisdom with Market Wrap host Mo Ansari.
Now don't get carried away. Oh my God, let me go and buy something that's just because the market is going up. Let me just go and get overly aggressive. And then you get a correction. Then you lose a whole bunch of money. And then you get out. No. Don't get greedy.
It's financial food for thought on your drive home. Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
Enjoy a true Palm Springs workout at Knott's Fitness Point Health Club. We have a cardio room, a weight room, and offer a variety of classes. What sets our tone is our indoor-outdoor pool with therapeutic jets. The pool maintains a comfortable 80 degrees all year round. We also have a soothing jacuzzi, warm sauna, and relaxing steam room. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Soak City Water Park in Palm Springs. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Knott's Fitness Point Facebook page. Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mytaismile.com.
Take Money Radio with you everywhere. Streaming live at moneyradio1200.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. We are on Money Radio 1200, and joining us now is member Nancy Hunt. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Well, I am great, thank you, and it's so wonderful to have you here on the show. And I noticed that there's a lot of people that move to San Clemente and stay here a long time. So tell us a little bit about your connection here to San Clemente.
I'd be happy to. I came to San Clemente in 1958 as a young bride, as a guest of the Marine Corps. My husband was in the Marine Corps, and we got very involved in the community. There were only 7,000 people living in San Clemente at the time, and we just had a wonderful time. And after he was out of the Marine Corps, we moved away and lived on the East Coast, and while he finished at Princeton University, and then back to UCLA, and then back to San Clemente.
Wow, and now it went from 7,000 to now you have over 64,000 residents here.
Yes.
But yet when I drive down El Camino Real, mm-hmm. it feels like still a very quaint, small seaside community.
It has all the aspects of a small sea town.
Well, now, a lot of people, San Clemente is known around the world as a Western lighthouse.
Right.
You're going to have that label for life because it's
yes.
very exciting. And, mm-hmm. of course, to have a president that lives down the road, I mean, that's such an honor. And now, for those, though, that have never stopped in San Clemente for one reason or another, what would you say that they're missing?
Well, they're missing wonderful restaurants. They're missing a community feel that is unique and... and particularly for a small town, even though, you know, population-wise, we've expanded a lot, it still has that small town feel. The pier, we have our own pier, and we have a wonderful restaurant on the pier, fishing at the end of the pier and along the pier, and it just has a great feel to it.
Now, we have, I noticed that there's a long line at Pedro's Fish Taco.
Yeah,
both of them. There was a long, I was going to stop and the line was so long and I was busy doing some other things. You have some landmark restaurants, and I think Pedro's Fish Tacos is one of them.
It is. Uh-huh. We have four sons and they all feed themselves.
okay. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of events, even though, again, San Clemente, population 64,000, and you are spread out along the coast, 50 miles along the coastline, you have a lot of annual events and festivals here. Let's talk about what you have that's going on in San Clemente. Definitely a year-round destination here.
Yes, it is. And the Chamber of Commerce, it's a five-star Chamber of Commerce. We have an executive officer, Lynn Wood, who is just remarkable. And she and her staff command all of these events and take care of them. We have the Fiesta in August, and we draw over 100,000 people come to that Fiesta. And we block off Del Mar Street for almost down to the pier, and we have booths along. And
what's the name of the Fiesta?
San Clemente Fiesta.
Oh, well, that's pretty simple. I thought you were going to give some long, fancy wine-tasting blah, blah, blah name. So
no.
San Clemente Fiesta.
No.
That, all right. And this is, how long is the Fiesta?
It's one day.
One day.
It's a Sunday, and it's in August, and it's just a beautiful event. We also have a chamber puts on a chowder cook-off, and we invite all the restaurants to participate and make their own chowder, and then we have judges that taste it, and then we have individuals that make their own chowder. And so we have all sorts of categories to win in, and it's a very well-attended event. And then in the fall, we have the Taste of San Clemente, and we invite restaurants to come and we do it at different places, but we make a very wonderful evening for city folks to come and see what restaurants are serving, their best recipes.
Oh, we love that. We love to eat, don't we? And with us folks is Chamber Member Nancy Hunt. Nancy, how long have you been on the Chamber here in San Clemente?
Several years, and I was chairman of the Board of Directors 2 years ago, and I've been active for about 8 or 9 years.
You have a vested interest in this community, having grown up here and then moved away and then come back. So there's a lot of festivals, and there's always things going on. I know the surfing legacy, you have a lot going on along the beaches and surfing. What about theater here? A lot of folks that they travel, it's a good excuse for them. They have the time to go to the theater where they don't have the time at home. What type of theater do you have?
We have a very small Cabrillo Theater that is has a lot of wonderful plays and a lot of local talent.
I think that's the San Juan Capistrano church bells that we're hearing.
In the background, yes, we do have that.
All the way out here. But you do, I'm sorry, let's go back to the theaters for those looking for a little bit of culture when they're traveling because they just don't have the time at home.
Yes. Well, anyway, it's a very small theater and it's manned and by local talent. We have a lot of local talent in San Clemente. And then we have, there's one in neighboring towns, each of the towns. And so there's a lot that you can do culturally.
Well, definitely. It's such a beautiful community. And what is Casa Romantica?
That is our founder, Ole Hansen. It's a Spanish village by the sea. And that was his home. And it's on the hill right over the pier. And it's absolutely a magnificent estate, and the city of San Clemente bought that and fixed it up, restored it, and it's just a very, very fine.
Is it open to the public?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh,
so we have art shows, and we have speakers, and not too long ago I went to one where they did the history of fishing. And here, and it was just they're always wonderfully attended by local folks.
Well, you definitely want the travelers. It looks fabulous, folks. If you're on the web, those of you on the website right now, you can go to CasaRomantica.org and check it out. It looks spectacular. It is the cultural center and gardens, the historic Spanish colonial revival estate of San Clemente founder Ole Hansen. So what continues to surprise you about this community, Nancy?
I love how people come out for events. You know, you're putting something on and you think, what do we do to promote that? And before we know it, we have a sold out event. And people just respond, without having to beat the bushes.
They want to get out and be part of it. And with us is Nancy Hunt. She is a chamber member. And have you ever been to the Western White House? As a chamber, have you been allowed to go in there? And
I've gone several times.
Oh, you have? Well, tell us about that.
Well, it's absolutely beautiful. The location is to die for. Mm-hmm. It's laid out estate-wise, very authentic, and it's just beautiful.
And that is open to, is it private? Can it be rented? No, just
the owners of it are very, very philanthropic, and they open it to several events.
I will have to plan my next trip down here to go, because I would love to see it. Another shining star here in San Clemente. And finally, Nancy, for those that the area well, you've been here a long time, we have a lot of people in the desert that frankly have never been to San Clemente. They've skipped it and perhaps went to San Diego. We have a lot that have been to San Clemente and just love the area. What would you like to say to the people that have never been to San Clemente?
You should come and just go to one of the restaurants along Del Mar Street, sit outside in one of the seating areas, and just enjoy the community, the feeling of community.
And your favorite restaurant?
Probably the Fisherman. Because of the fact that it's on the pier.
That it's on the pier. Yeah. You can't beat dining on the pier,
That's
can you?
Right. No, you have the water running underneath you and the waves breaking, and it's a wonderful, wonderful event.
All right. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And folks, again, we are coming to you live from the San Clemente Inn here in San Clemente. Only a couple hours from the Coachella Valley. I took the toll road, which even made the trip so quick. It was unbelievable. It was worth what the $6 I spent on the toll road. Definitely, definitely worth it, and very relaxing. By the time I got here, instead of being maybe a little worked up just, on the way, it was so easy to get here right off the freeway, the San Clemente Inn. Go to their website, sanclementeinn.com. And also, don't forget, you can go to the Chamber's website with all the information of what events are happening in the Valley, the dates, how you can get your tickets, and I'm sure, Nancy, before you run out the door, tell us real quick what the Chamber website is.
It is www.chamberofcommerce.com. Or does it?
You know what? If you put Tabor,
it's my favorite spot on my computer. So I don't.
Oh, you don't ever type it in. So
even, yes.
So just put it. Just go Stan Clemente Chamber in your computer, and it'll pop up. Not a problem. All right. Again, thanks again, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thanks
all right,
for having
folks,
me.
Thank you. Okay, folks, we're gonna step aside, and when we come back, we're gonna find out more about the philanthropic part of San Clemente. We're also going to find out about Rainbow Sandals. I wasn't sure if this was a nightclub, a beach party house, or whatever, but it's not any of that. So you are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, coming to you live from the San Clemente Inn in San Clemente. We'll be right back.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
You don't need the luck of the Irish to find great food in the valley. Instead, visit Riley's Irish Pub and Restaurant in their new location on Des Palmes near Gerald Ford in Cathedral City. Known for their delicious daily specials, Riley's is the oldest established Irish pub in the valley and have been family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Great food, friendly atmosphere, and now open in their new location on Des Palmes near Gerald Ford in Cathedral City. Riley's Irish Pub and Restaurant. Call to find out what today's special is. 760-324-9600.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
Is it time for a change? Then visit Jason David Hair Studio in Palm Desert and let Ryan English create a style that's right for you. Jason David Hair Studio is located in the Ralph Shopping Center on Cook and Country Club with plenty of parking and easy to find. Call now to schedule an appointment with Ryan at 760-340-5959. That's 760-340-5959. Walk-ins are welcome, scheduled appointments preferred, because it's all about the look.
It's Business for Breakfast with Marshall Gilbert tomorrow morning at 8 on Money Radio 1200.
Well, that's Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from San Clemente at the San Clemente Inn. You can go to their website at sanclementeinn.com. And certainly check out where I am at this very moment. All right, I want to give a shout out to our weekly sponsor, segment sponsors, and that would be Ambrosia Pet Deli, offering your pets only natural products located in Palm Desert, 760-568-1177. That's Ambrosia Pet Deli. We want to thank them. And also Post and Ship in Rancho Mirage, 760-346-7800. Post and ship, it's that simple. And also Desert Arc Attire in Palm Desert. They do all of our embroidery and soap screening and all those kind of things right over there at Desert Arc. And they've been in business 20 years, It's a nonprofit with a mission, so certainly make sure you go over there and get all your attire embroidered and silkscreen and all that stuff at Desert Arc, 760-404-1366, or on the web at arcattire.org. In fact, they did all the shirts for the Annenberg Estates, in which, actually, this week, that is huge news. The president will be coming into town coming up shortly with the 7th and 8th, right in there, to stay at Sunnyland. So very, very exciting news. But right now, we are in San Clemente, California, and it is only a couple hours from the desert, and the beach is here. Right around the corner is Calafia Beach. You can actually walk down to this beach. It is a metered parking beach, but they have a food concession, and it seems like a real locals beach. It seems like the beach that I was driving around there yesterday and stopped over there. I got lucky and found a parking spot. So if you go early in the morning, there's plenty of them. Later in the day, of course, there's not plenty. But it does seem like a locals beach. You just kind of look at the cars that are in there, and when people open the back, they're not loaded with suitcases and things like that. But it is right here within walking distance. You don't even need to take the car, and that's Calafia Beach. The Dana Point Marine Life Refuge is, Dana Point is very close here to San Clemente. So it is just up the road a ways, not that far. So they have the Marine Life Refuge, if you'd like to go there, with the tide pools, rich in marine life. And let's see, that's free parking. Doheny State Beach, that's a 62-acre site, features over 1 mile of sandy beach, swimming, surfing, tide pools, campground, picnic area, barbecues, all sorts of great things over there at the Doheny State Beach. The Esplanade, T Street, that's parking that is down there. Of course, I went to San Juan Capistrano. I went to the mission yesterday, and it was lots and lots. You heard people from every country inside the mission. In fact, I heard one father telling his son, he was saying, this is the best mission that we have ever been to. So that was nice to hear. And the children, I noticed the children over at San Juan Capistrano, over at the mission, the children are fascinated by the old wagons and the garden area, and really they were interested. I enjoyed that, to see that they were enjoying being at the mission. So let's see, what else do they have? They have the Old Man's, what's called Old Man State Park, that's San Onofre State Beach, and that has lots of barbecue areas on the beaches here. They really, really get into you bringing the family and doing the barbecues and things like that. There is the Strands Beach, which is located just south of popular Salt Creek Beach. The Strand gets less traffic due to the long set of stairs one must climb to reach it. But parking is free, and all this is along this 15-mile stretch here of San Clemente. There's San Mateo Creek, and there's the North Beach. So, and I notice on every one of these beaches, almost every single one, they certainly encourage barbecues, and of course, they have the restrooms and the concessions, and most of them have a food concession, but the North Beach has a children's play area, and so does the Esplanade T Street, so, and Wendell Lane. So many of the beaches do have areas just for your kids, so you don't have to worry about them getting too far out into the water, or even going into the water at all. You can just watch them right there on the beach, and they can, you know, enjoy what, while you are relaxing in the sun, or just relaxing reading a book, or enjoying the cool weather. See, it's a little bit cool, but it is beautiful. Now, places to go within, not within San Clemente, outside of San Clemente, that perhaps aren't too far away, there is Disneyland. Of course, everybody wants to go to Disneyland. They'll go to Disneyland from anywhere. So they definitely say Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm isn't that far away from here. So they say you can head on over to Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm. There is Adventure City, which is in Stanton. I've never been to Adventure City. And also Boomer's Adventure Park, which is in Irvine. So there's a lot of areas. And in Carlsbad, I know there's a Museum of Making Music, a fabulous museum. In fact, we're going to be giving away a couple nights stay here at the San Clemente Inn. And I'm going to throw some tickets in there for the Museum of Making Music. And that contest will be posted actually after we do the television segment next week. So definitely you're going to want to come out here and spend some time in San Clemente. It's just beautiful. Of course, other things to do in San Clemente, there is biking. lots of biking trails. Yesterday when I was coming back from the mission in San Juan Capistrano, I noticed there was basically bike trails all the way down. I mean, there's lots of people on them and walking and biking and all, you know, just relaxing along the way too, because they have the benches. There are, of course, boating at the Dana Harbor. They have Dana Harbor. They have sailing. They have a sailing, so if you want to do a sailboat out there. They have Summer Girl Incorporated, which is extreme sports, surfing. They have that. They have the movies. Fishing, golfing. You know, we didn't talk about golf. Yesterday we covered quite a bit of that on Golf is a Four-Letter Word on our sister station, Team 1010 KXPS. But they have just minutes right over the freeway here. And San Clemente Inn is located right next to the freeway. Very, very easy to find. Except once you're on property, though, you do not realize that the freeway is just right there. So the freeway's there. The community's just minutes away, probably 2 minutes away, to go into downtown San Clemente. So, but the golfing is, there is the municipal golf course. The San Clemente Municipal Golf Course is just basically over on the other side of the freeway. So definitely a great spot to bring your clubs. And we're talking sweeping ocean views, fabulous weather, and so affordable. The prices are half of what you're going to pay in the desert almost during the summer. Great prices, beautiful course. The course has been there for, I don't remember the exact date. I think it was 1920 or something. The first 9 holes were built. So, and then they, of course, add on to that, so it is a full 18 holes. So you have the San Clemente Municipal Golf Course. You have Shorecliffs Golf Course, which is in San Clemente. That another golf course with spectacular ocean views. There's Talega Golf Club, which is more inland in the hills, because remember the ocean is on one side, the foothills is on the other side. So you get a little both here when you're in San Clemente. A lot of trees right here on the property at the San Clemente Inn. There's all these huge pine trees that basically separate the inn from this little hill, and then the ocean is right there. And while you're here at the property, there's a lot to do, which we're going to be talking about what to do here at the San Clemente Inn in the second hour. So you can play some golf. You can also go to San Juan Capistrano if you want to, or they have a couple courses in San Juan Capistrano. But I don't know. I think you might as well just stay right here and go across the street at the San Clemente Municipal Golf Course, or go to Shorecliffs Golf Club. All right, so we've done that. We can also do some horseback riding while we're in town. Yes, they have several places for you to go horseback riding here when you're in San Clemente. And we do have some museums. And we know I love museums. Yes, I just am fascinated by how people used to live and how we have all evolved through time and how spoiled in so many ways we are and overloaded with information in so many other ways. But they have the Experience Center. And they also have the O'Neill Museum. And let's see, if you go to Dana Point, they have the Nautical Heritage at Dana Point, which is the headquarters for State Tall Ship Californian. And if you've never seen a tall ship, quite exciting, quite exciting. They have the theaters, and the weather here, I said, averages around, I'm going to say 72 degrees. Yesterday, it was up to about 75. They said 84, but it did not touch 84. Maybe if you went inland just a little bit, but certainly not here in San Clemente along the shoreline. All right, let's see what else do we have going on. I think I'm going to save everything until the next hour, which will be coming up shortly. Again, they have a huge surfing world here, a surfing community in San Clemente. So if there is a surfer in the family, you want to bring him out here and enjoy the waves that actually are known around the world. They have some great waves here along the beaches in San Clemente. So, on that note, what we're going to do is we're going to wrap up this hour. Obviously, our last guest didn't make it, so don't worry. We have a lot more guests coming up. It is Sunday here. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. When we come back, like I said, we're going to talk more about San Clemente, the San Clemente Inn where I'm staying. What else are we going to talk about? All sorts of things. Just all sorts of things going on here in this very local, very visitor-friendly community. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. Stay around for local news, and we'll be back.
I know where I want to travel. I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf. I'll pick the spot in my life. I know where I. You can never too late.